can't take it back. Look where I'm at. We was OG like DOC, remember that. My TOC was quite OD.
Listen,
ID my facts.
Our legal system is supposed to work not based on bad blood and political enemies lists, but based on rigorous investigations of the facts and an equally vigorous application of the law to the facts. That's how prosecutorial determinations are supposed to be made. Today, we're going to talk about one such investigation. Jack Smith, as special counsel, his investigation into what occurred on January 6th, as well as everything that led up to it, the months and months of lie telling that Donald Trump did following the election in 2020. And the fact that, based on the evidence amassed by Jack Smith, it is unquestionable that Donald Trump knew that he had lost the 2020 election, knew that there was no evidence anywhere that there was any level in any state of election irregularity that would have resulted in the election turning out in Donald Trump's favor. He knew it and lied to the American public, and then engaged both members of the private sector, many lawyers, but also people within the U.S. government to attempt to illegally and unlawfully maintain power. That's what the Jack Smith January 6th report is all about. And one of the takeaways that I have, and I encourage everyone to read it. I will ensure that we eventually have a link to the report in our show notes from today. Everyone should read it. You do not have to read like all 175 pages of it. Read his transmittal letter, which is the first thing in the report, from Jack Smith to Attorney General Merrick Garland, and read just the first, it's about like 25-ish pages, 25, 30 pages. They're just about the facts. That's all it is. And by the way, all of the factual allegations in those first 25, 30 pages of the Jack Smith report have these incredibly copious, sometimes it's the majority of the page, footnotes that identify the specific emails, communications, depositions. In other words, all of the actual direct evidence that support the factual statement in Jack Smith's report. And I'm going to tell you this, everybody. That's how it's supposed to look. When you hear politicians making assertions, the question should always be, and where is the evidence of X, Y, or Z? And when there isn't any evidence, it means that what the politician's saying is at best an exaggeration, a rhetorical flourish, and at worst, a lie. At worst, a lie. So the first thing that jumped off the page to me is the return to normalcy in terms of how facts and legal argumentation is presented, with copious citation, backed by evidence. That's what Jack Smith's report shows. So that's the first thing to me. And what that points to is, part of that takeaway is that, again, this is about the rule of law. This is about trying to have an application of the law to particular situations and facts, not based on who's being investigated, not based on who may have done it, but a fair-handed, even-handed, it doesn't matter who you are, I'm going to investigate the facts, I'm going to care about the facts, and I'm going to apply the law to these facts as I find them, not with some predetermined outcome. And again, the language of Jack Smith in this report is so, I don't know, calm, straightforward, unadorned, basic. And it stands in this weird, sharp contrast to all of this garbage that was vomited up yesterday by Pete Hegseth. The more spin and bizarreness that Pam Bondi spewed at her Senate confirmatory committee today. Because that's not how people usually sound. That's not how professionals approach these things. So again, emphasis on facts and rule of law, copious footnotes, attention to those details. It's not just out of nowhere. So that's takeaway one. The tone that is supported by this idea, this ideal, that this work of prosecutors must be nonpartisan. That is the second takeaway, that we must, as prosecutors, always ensure our independence and objectivity from the political arms of government. That is an essential first principle of any democracy. And that restrained tone, that control, that fidelity to that ideal comes through in spades in Jack Smith's report. Again, you don't have to read 175 pages. Just read the couple of pages of his letter to Merrick Garland and then the first 30 pages of facts. Just go read it for yourself. Those are the two big takeaways right off the top. It's about facts and the rule of law, that facts matter, and it is about the highest standards of prosecutorial conduct, which necessitate that prosecutors are independent, objective, and by, of course, completely nonpartisan, that the operation of law enforcement never becomes captured by partisan interests. Now, I want to read you a little bit of his letter of transmittal of this report from Jack Smith to Merrick Garland. And I'm not going to begin at the beginning. I'm going to begin at the fourth to last paragraph, because this idea that it is nonpartisan, independent, and objective is so crucial to Jack Smith. He writes this: "It is equally important for me to make clear that nobody within the Department of Justice ever sought to interfere with or improperly influence my prosecutorial decision-making. I was appointed by you with the authority vested in you to countermand any of my decisions, but you did not do so. Nor did you, the Deputy Attorney General, nor members of your staff ever attempt to improperly influence my decisions as it relates to whether to bring charges against Mr. Trump. And to all who know me well, the claim from Mr. Trump that my decisions as a prosecutor were influenced directly or indirectly by the Biden administration or other political actors is laughable." That's the truth. We'll be right back as we dig further into the Jack Smith J6 report.